Hello and welcome to a Math Thorough podcast.
Hi,
Alex. All right, I'm your host, Chris Hanusa, professor of mathematics at Queens College of the City University of New York. Today we are talking Monopoly with our guest today, Alex Yaroslavsky. Hi, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
All right, let us know a little bit about yourself.
My name's Alex. I'm a grad student here at QC. Started earlier this year, and I'm having a pretty good time. I started working on this problem because I like board games and I always want to know the math behind board games. So
what board game did you choose?
I was trying to choose between Monopoly and Risk and a couple others. I ended up picking Monopoly because it seemed to be the most doable for the time frame we had.
Okay, so you wanted to investigate a question in Monopoly. What question did you ask?
Well, I asked how many ways can you get to Boardwalk, that's the last space, before making revolution, before passing Go.
Okay, so you're trying to start at Go.
Yeah.
Go all the way around the board and land on Boardwalk.
Yeah.
And
I want to know how many ways you can do that.
Okay.
And what motivated me to ask this was one time a few months ago when I was playing. I remember I got Boardwalk on the very first turn, and the other players were angry, to say the least. And so I insisted it's not that rare of an occurrence, and they challenged me, and I said, I'm going to figure it out. So I thought this was an opportunity to figure out how many ways I can do it. Not in this first turn, but in general.
And so on the first turn, so you roll a couple of doubles.
I rolled a 7, and I landed on chance, and instead advanced to Boardwalk.
Bam, you showed them. All right, did you win that game?
No.
Not even. They just kept hounding you about that. All right. So what kind of methods did you use?
Well, I used the generating function to figure out the number of ways I can do... Well, at first I converted it into a tiling problem because I'm not raking a revolution. I'm just making a tiling. I'm going along these squares, and there's so and so many squares, and I can roll anywhere from 2 through 12, so it's a tiling. And so I used a... composition of generating functions to do that, and then I had to incorporate a lot more inclusion exclusion than I had first thought, because you can't go to jail on the way there, you can't roll 3 doubles in the row on the way there, so many things.
So if this were just one long board with 40 spaces, then the question would be easy.
The question would take 8 seconds, yeah.
Okay, but the question is hard because along the way there's jail.
There's jail, there's chance cards that can send you every which way. In general, there are 16 chance cards, I think, and 10 of them can send you to a different square. For my purposes, not every chance square can send you to all these places because, well, some of them would force you to make a revolution, and since I don't care for those, I don't count for those.
Okay.
So, really, the really annoying chance one was the first one, which could send you to the most amount of places. I think it sent me to 8 different places. Then the second and third chance was could only send me 2 places. The second chance could send me to a moderate 4 to 5 places. And, I had to account for all these different ways that I can reach Boardwalk. So it's a combination of a generating function with inclusion-exclusion and... elementary counting problem, and I'm making hand gestures that no one can see. I just want everybody to know.
All right, so I can verify there were hand gestures involved. So I asked you to bring in some number to share with us. What number did you decide?
I decided on 4.
4?
Yes.
I'm guessing that's not the answer to your question.
That is not at all the answer to my question.
Okay, so what's 4?
So I noticed something very, for me, was profound in the sense that I did not expect it at all. That starting at the initial point on the Go square, there are a lot of ways of getting Go. The answer to my question came out to be in the hundreds of millions.
Okay.
but I noticed that if you're already halfway across the board, let's say free parking, that number shrinks down to somewhere in the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know why that is, because that's a huge change. I mean, that's that's changed on the, that's four orders of magnitude, hence four.
Right.
And I looked at the generating function, and I looked at the coefficients of the generating function. I noticed that the coefficient of x to the 20th, which would be halfway across, is in the thousands, around 4,000 something. And the coefficient of x to the 40th is in the hundreds of millions. And it's just somewhere it just starts exploding. Not
and did you have
too rapidly. I don't. It's slower than factorial, and or I think it's faster than quadratic. So.
So did you ever come up with an answer about why it explodes so quickly, or is that just a mystery?
No, I mean it seems because the dice can roll anything from 2 through 12. The further away you get from. Let's say 24, a tiling of 24, you get really, really high numbers in terms of how to get there because, well, 24, I can roll 2 12s. It just seems, I mean, I don't have a really great explanation, but it just seems intuitively.
Right. So if you're going to get 20, then how many rolls of the dice are you going to need? Probably less than 3 or fewer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not very. It's not a very long distance. I mean, mm-hmm. If you already roll 12, there's already so few things you could roll in the second die roll to finish the distance off.
Sure.
So it just explodes.
All right. So did you want to share with us what the answer is?
Sure. The answer is, as you would expect, 371,066,782.
Oh man, I thought it was 81. Oh, yeah. Thanks for clearing that up, there, Alex.
Yeah. No problem.
All right. So, if you had more time, how would you want to?
Originally, I wanted to answer a couple of more questions, so that answer, I should say, has a couple of contingencies or caveats. One is you that's without ever going to jail on the way there. Two is, I'm saying, since you can't go to jail and rolling 3 doubles in a row gets you to jail, you can't roll 3 doubles in a row to get there. So I wanted to have another answer which factored in jail as as a function of how many times you go to jail, which wouldn't have been too hard to work out if I had maybe another day or two. I probably could have actually done that. It's just very, very messy, sort of on the same... in the same way that this original calculation was. Another question I wanted to ask was, what is the probability of getting to Boardwalk on your very first turn? To count just the number of ways of getting there on the first turn is not very hard. It's less than 10, I'm sure. But I have to think about the total number of initial moves you can do, which I didn't have quite enough time to do, but I welcome anyone else to try.
Okay. So thanks for coming in today and sharing your research.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So this has been a Math Zorro podcast. Learn more at podcast.mathzorro.com. Bye.